Taoiseach Micheál Martin is continuing his tour of Japan, where he's promoting all things Irish. Today, he's in Osaka attending an expo of Irish culture and art. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham has been speaking to some of those taking part.
I'm Stephen Whelan. I'm the director of the Isle of Pavilion here at the Osaka Expo 2025. We're exploring shared connections, particularly doing so through nature and craft. We have a beautiful gold ring created by Joseph Walsh, which is set in this Japanese garden. And there's a collaboration there between Irish and Japanese artists. So even before you enter the pavilion, we want people to kind of understand that there's a harmony between nature and man, but also between our shared cultures.
My name is Caoimhín Ní Uailleagán. I'm from Dublin, and I'm over here just about 2 weeks performing at the expo. It's lovely. We have a mix of a lot of musicians from home, and we have two different types of performances. We have our evening performance, which is more traditional, and then what you saw here, we had lovely visuals from Marianne Keating, and we had Kyol from Caoimhín O'Rahilly. So it's more kind of expressive art that you see here, as opposed to your traditional reels and jigs and hornpipes and all of that.
Yeah, my name is Seamus Hyland. There's a very interactive element to the performance. People have been told that there will be an opportunity to come up and join in the dance. So I think that's actually my favourite part of the performance, to see all of the guests, all the Japanese people who really want to take part and really enjoy it.
Hi, I'm Shota. You can see the connection between Iran and Japan. And also we have the Irish harp, which is the national symbol of Iran, and visitors can play the harp as well.
Some voices and some music there from the expo in Osaka.